I'm John, and tonight I want answers about Greenland and Panama. There's no stopping us now, because we're live. Check your calendar. If it says January 8th, 2025, then we're live. And we're on Facebook.
We are.
Yep.
I'm tweeting this right now, except not on Twitter, because, you know.
You're tweeting it on Blue Sky?
And Mastodon.
Is it still called a tweet?
It's hard to say.
What
is it still called, a tweet on Twitter? No one knows.
Is it called an X on Twitter?
No one knows. Sense. I stopped being on Twitter a long time ago.
Have you been on Claims?
Yes.
All right.
Did you post about this on Claims?
I did not.
Yeah. Nobody posted about this on Claims. Like, if I go to Claims, what do you think would be the last post? What would Scott Canaster have said?
I think I had a picture of me going across America.
Okay.
His last picture I posted.
Claims.jobworld.com, I think.
No, it's on the web. It's on the TV.
Jobworld.com/claims. You could make claims.jobworld.com.
You know what? I'm going to do that next. That's
okay.
On my list of things to do. While you're doing that, let's talk about old business. So, last week, I know you...
Last month.
You forgot about this already, probably.
I did, yeah.
But the credits went up, and it said, John Wants Answers award-winning.
Yes.
And you said, I can't use award-winning anymore because it's been too long.
It's been too long.
Since I had an award. And we got feedback. Scott Canaster told us that award-winning is forever. So if you win an award, you can say
forever. I'm not sure that's true.
I think it is true.
Like if a show wins an award, then all the people that were on the show leave and you hire new people. Have the new people won the award?
But I was on the show when it won an award. So it's not all new people. I mean, you're new. You didn't win the award.
I didn't win the award. Yeah.
That was that episode.
You've got... Like, your hair is a whole different color.
Is it? I think it was also still gray.
I think like, awards got to expire after
a while.
I think
you have gotten balder.
I've definitely gotten balder, yes.
Yes, I've noticed that. Like, in old episodes, like, only a few years ago.
Yeah.
You're losing your hair
every
at a rapid...
Year. Every year it's worse.
Rapid rate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I used to comb it to the side, and now it's more back.
Do you still get haircuts?
3 times a year, whether I need it or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But same as I do.
And I do need it. Like after 4 months, I need a haircut.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So award-winning, I think I'm award-winning. I'm going to keep on putting award-winning in my title.
October 9th, last claim.
Really?
Yeah.
That long ago?
That long ago, yeah.
We got a viewer from Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Well, so one day we were here talking with the live broadcast.
Sure.
And I said, people in Uruguay want to see me.
Okay.
And you're like, no one from Uruguay wants to see you.
Nobody from Uruguay wants to see you.
And then someone wrote in saying, I'm watching this show from Uruguay.
Did they say they wanted to see you, though?
Yes.
Yeah. They might have wanted to see me. I'm the draw on this show. Everyone that I talk to says the reason they watch is me.
The episodes of this show that win awards are the ones that you're not on. Nominated.
The episodes of the show which in the past won awards had people that also weren't you that people wanted to see.
Yes, but I'm the glue that holds it all together. There's never been a show without me.
Definitionally, all John Wants Answers shows have involved John. I agree.
One time I couldn't make it, and I said to you, you should do a show without me.
Yes.
And you said, no.
That would be dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be work. Whereas this is just, I get in my car and I drive here.
Yeah.
And then we do the banter thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I drive home and forget it happened.
Exactly. Yes, I know. All right, next, our first topic is 2025 predictions. So I think we could banter about predictions for tech for 2025.
Okay.
Now, I know you work for a company, so you can't talk about what they're going to do.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And you don't know.
So there are two reasons I can't talk about what they're going to do.
But you can, let's predict in general technology.
Sure.
So, like, for example, I've been moving my external hard drives from spinning disks to SSDs.
Okay.
And I think the price is coming down.
Yes. That's going to be... Yes, this is a great observation for 2018.
2018?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The price wasn't low in 2018.
No, it was dirt cheap in 12. Like, what do you use them for?
My pictures. So I have an 8 terabyte SSD.
How long do you want your pictures to be around?
Forever.
Do you going to keep that hard drive plugged in forever?
Which one?
Because like SSDs will degrade after...
I only plug them in when I need them. So like right now it's not plugged in.
Yeah, but like after 4 or 6 months, depending on how much you spent, the SSD will start to lose data.
Really?
Yeah.
But I have my laptop, my MacBook Pro.
Yes.
Has SSD inside as well.
Yes.
And it lasted 10 years.
Well, it's plugged in pretty often.
Yeah.
Yeah, without power, the tiny little electrical charges slowly go away. And then so eventually all those ones turn into zeros, or those zeros turn into ones. I don't remember which one is which.
How often do I need to have it plugged in?
Every 3 months.
Well, I'd for sure do that often.
I'm just saying, but somebody you're going to say, like, this one's full, I'm going to put it in my fireproof safe. Uh-huh. And then after you're dead, we're going to throw that fireproof safe away.
After I'm dead, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then throw everything on SSDs and never look at it again.
Well, do I have to read every bit for it to be refreshed or just plugging the device in?
You
fine?
Don't, but in the background, the little chip in there is occasionally refreshing.
Okay. What other productions do you have? What other thing in tech is going to...
We're not going to stop hearing about AI.
Nope.
It'll slowly get better. I don't know if it'll get good. But we'll see an awful lot of crappy AI art.
We have AI art right now. So if you look behind me.
Yes.
The picture I grabbed off the internet.
Sure.
Wasn't this wide.
Right.
So I had to use AI to make it wider.
Oh.
And you can't tell. Like that yellow house.
Yeah, it's not there.
Okay, it ended here, and AI added all this.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, you could have just zoomed in a little.
But then I'd miss.
I have to cut off
the bottom or top. I want all the nice blue sky.
Okay. You could have paid a guy. Like, you could have, you know, helped the economy out. And
I'm not going to pay a guy.
Why not?
This money has a budget of zero. Actually, I get a bill. Josh tomorrow is going to send me a bill from, like, PayPal or something. Like, you owe me $90. I'm like, $90? That wasn't worth $90. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
That's the
cost. Just like a stock photo would add an extra $20 to that. You're rich. You're retired, man.
I'm retired.
You don't even pay for electricity, as I understand.
I'm on a fixed income. I have solar panels now, yeah. I got to pay the solar panel off. Yeah. All right. Pardon me.
But yeah, I mean, we won't get self-driving cars this year.
We already have self-driving cars.
But
my car is self-drive.
Full self-driving?
My car self-drove here today. Well, I turned it on when I got on the freeway.
Yeah.
And then I turned it off when it turned into the parking lot.
Sure. Did you have to keep your hand on the wheel?
No. They've removed that now.
Wow.
But they have a camera that looks at my eyes. If I'm not looking forward, it'll freak out.
Okay, so that's not a self-driving car. That's a paying attention to you. Making you deal with any really actual shitty things that happen.
I'm not driving or controlling anything else.
Like self-driving car, like you and the person in the car can have a conversation and not pay attention to the road at all.
There's a guy in the booth. I can see him now. That's AJ over there.
Yeah.
And he works for Waymo. And they actually have self-driving door-to-door cars.
Yeah.
Ish. There's no drivers in there. People in the back seat. No one's allowed in the... Do they even have a steering wheel?
Do they work in Kentucky right now when they got 9 inches of snow on the roads? Probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They only test them out here where there's no snow.
Yeah. There's a reason we live here.
Funny story. Someone got a Waymo to the airport.
Yes.
And this.
And just kept driving just around the lot.
Drove in circles and circles and wouldn't let them out.
Yeah. For 5 minutes. I mean, I read the story. I felt bad for the guy.
Right. But... So did it drive like, where did it drive in a circle?
It just got confused.
You said you read the story.
I did.
I thought you knew more.
Oh, there were a lot of details. It was like it drove around for a long time, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Like, there's no, you know, if there's a plane crash, 18 months later, you can read the report about the plane crash, and they will tell you exactly what happened.
Oh, right now.
When you're reading a story in the Register, newspaper. It's not a complete, this is what happened. It's, okay. We got to the parking lot, the car just kept driving around looking for something and wouldn't let me out. I almost missed my plane, except it was only 5 minutes.
No. We should have AJ on the show next month, and you can talk all about that.
I don't think he will.
No?
No, no. AJ's also a smart guy.
Too smart to be on. I've invited him to be on the show before. Remember that one time I called you and, like, Keith, where are you? And, like, I can see on Find My that you were, like...
At my house. Or,
you were 80 miles away. You were, like, Livermore or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you're not coming to the show, are you? And you're like, no, I told you last month.
I'm not coming this month.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I forgot.
Like, and I was like, AJ, you want to be on the show? And he goes, God, no.
Anyways. A smart man. I look up to him. He's my hero.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he's nice.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Our next topic, Greenland.
Speaking of. That, I was going to say that's a photo of Greenland, but it turns out it's not a photo of Greenland.
Why?
It's an AI aberration. That may or may not be Greenland.
Only small parts of it are AI aberrated.
How do you know?
Because I downloaded the photo up to this point.
It could have changed anything.
Sure, like, okay.
Those other houses might not have windows.
Like this one I added to as well. Wasn't wide enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all.
That is what I think Greenland should look like.
Yeah.
Covered in snow and almost no green.
Yes. It was a lie.
Yeah. It was a lie by the Vikings.
They're trying to get people to go to ice. No.
No, they're trying to get people to go to Greenland.
Greenland, not Iceland. Even though they're reversed. Iceland is green.
Iceland's green.
Yeah.
Greenland is icy.
Yeah. So, our president-elect has declared that it's critical for national security that we take Greenland. The United States.
Yeah, make Greenland a state or territory
or just
protectorate or something.
How is it critical?
I have no idea.
For national security.
Like, he didn't ask me.
He didn't tell anyone either? He just said words but didn't tell anyone?
He might have told people, but he hasn't told anybody that I've heard.
Okay. America has a Air Force base there, like a military base there, right?
Well, probably.
And so, like, we don't need to own the country because we already have a base there.
Sure.
And Denmark, presently, is a friendly country.
Well, until a couple weeks ago, U.S. was a friendly country.
Well, I mean, Denmark
has a bit more involvement in the government of Greenland because it used to be a Danish territory.
Well, it still is a Danish territory.
Well, I think it still is, but it used to be more of a Danish territory. Oh, like, in the Danish territory, we own this and all those people that belong to us since.
But I think it's...
Like Canada used to be a English possession.
Right. And then we signed some papers.
Yeah, and then you signed some papers, and now it's more of like, we're going to put you on our stamps.
But I think Greenland is not independent like Canada is. Greenland is still, like, behooven to... The Danish people, right?
Danish army? Like what?
The Danish army is there, right? They sent more troops in the last few weeks.
I think if the people of Greenland said, we want nothing more to do with Daneland.
Uh-huh. Denmark, you mean?
That they would quickly come to an agreement and they would not have anything more to do with Denmark.
Right. Technically, Canada has a governor general.
Yes.
Who reports... On behalf of the queen.
Oh, no, I guess the king now.
But I think it's the only formality. Like, if the king were ever to overturn a law that we passed, the next day we'd be like,
heck would
break
loose.
No longer part of the Commonwealth.
Because they're Canadians and they can't say hell.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
So, Trump has not ruled out using force to get Greenland.
Well, sure.
Because he was asked specifically and wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah.
Would he need approval from Congress, or as commander-in-chief, can he just tell the army to go there?
Yes and yes. Technically, Congress ought to declare war if we're going to send troops somewhere, but the president is head of the armed forces.
Right.
And therefore... can issue lawful orders. Now, the question is go invade Greenland, kill anyone that doesn't agree to let us take over. Is that a lawful order that a member of the military needs to follow or not? Who the heck knows?
When we went to Iraq in 2001, Congress needed to...
Congress...
agree, right?
So we didn't go to Iraq in 2001. I don't think we went to Iraq until like 2003.
Oh, really?
But they had passed the UIMP after 9/11, which authorized the president, without using the words declaration of war, to send troops to get Rwengi on the people who committed this atrocity upon our country.
So why do we need Congress to pass it? People are talking about that big vote.
People like Congress to pass things. I mean, the president isn't supposed to spend money without the authority of Congress, because only Congress can create a budget and spend money.
I don't know if you heard, but this president does not follow the rules.
That's why it's yes and yes. technically, I mean, there's nothing the president can do that can make Greenland a state. That requires Congress. Mm-hmm. There are rules in the Constitution about what you got to do, about the process you have to follow for that.
Okay.
Could the president send troops and take over a foreign place? Mm-hmm. Probably. Would the Supreme Court say that was one of his official duties? Currently, probably. Would a lot of the country think that was one of his official duties? Probably not.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I do not know how large Greenland's military is, but I think you would have to send a lot of troops if you wanted to pacify an unwilling population, as we discovered in Iraq and Afghanistan and to a lesser extent in a lot of other places. Mm-hmm. You know, Vietnam did not have a very large military, but
right.
didn't go very well for us then either.
Now, Denmark is a member of NATO, correct?
Yes.
And so by extension, Greenland is in NATO.
Yes.
So does that mean all the other NATO members have to defend Greenland? Because they already talked about what if one NATO country attacks another NATO country.
Yeah, no one knows. I mean, probably yes. If you're attacked, NATO countries are supposed to come to your defense.
Okay.
Really, the only time that's ever happened since NATO was founded was after 9/11, when a whole bunch of other countries came to America's defense.
How so?
That's part of the reason a lot of those troops got sent to Iraq, was helping America defend itself.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
But yeah, it would be a huge... I mean, I do not think if it worked, it would happen militarily. I think it would happen diplomatically, and large amounts of money would change hands, and discussions would be held, but I don't think even that would ever happen, because Greenland has no reason to want to be a state of the United States of America, and I cannot conceive of a filibuster-proof majority in Congress agreeing to make Greenland a state or a territory or protectorate or anything you would want to say.
I currently have airplane tickets to go to Greenland in July.
Are they refundable?
Well, I didn't buy them because I didn't think I would cancel. But if the country goes away, is that a reason?
I do think you'll get your money back if, come June, they say we're not allowed to fly to Greenland anymore because they'll shoot our plane down if we try to land. I think they'd give you your cash back.
All the planes come from Iceland to go to Greenland, so.
Well, not after it's a state.
No?
No, Southwest will get the flights there really quick.
I think the airstrips are too small to have big planes on them.
Well, I think Southwest flies medium-sized planes.
I'm going to use my Canadian passport when I go. That sounds wise.
shirt. Don't admit that in public, though.
Why?
Well, you know, technically you're a U.S. citizen. You're not supposed to have a U.S. passport.
I'm technically a Canadian citizen.
Have you seen who's getting elected and what he thinks about people that are foreigners? Look into the camera and say that you don't have a Canadian passport.
No, Canada's one of the good countries.
Really?
Yeah. We're not the shithole countries he's talking about.
I have heard that he's also not very thrilled with Canada.
And
he's thinking about invading and taking that over. And let me tell you, it'd be a lot easier to militarily take over Canada than Greenland because it doesn't involve ships. It just involves jeeps and minivans.
So get this. Let's say some way America takes over Canada, it becomes a 51st state.
Yeah.
That one state will have like 60 electoral votes. There'll never be another Republican president again. Because the whole country's going to vote.
That's 60, though.
Left.
That's on a one person, one vote, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, we're probably going to make up a ratio for Canada.
Because you have like 40 million
like
people.
Like two-fifths or something.
So I think, like California has 57 electoral votes.
Yes.
And they have like under 40 million people.
Yeah.
And Canada is over 40 million people. So they're going to have more.
Yeah, but the ratio, we're going to get this two-fifths or something.
Two-fifths? We're not black.
No, of course not. You're Canadian.
We're white.
Canadians.
We're whiter than you guys
are. You're too
polite. Yeah.
That's why it's two-fifths. You're not going to push back.
Anyways, I think it'll definitely skew the balance of power.
Yeah. And it would, one state would be insane. I mean, it'd be multiple states.
Yeah.
I mean, those French people are not going to be in the same state with non-French
people.
They
barely want to be in the same country as Canada, as it is.
Like, there'd be a French Canada in the middle of the 51st state.
All right. Well, enough of Greenland for now.
Okay.
Next, we're going to Panama. So, another country that
we're about to own.
The new president wants to attack.
Yeah.
By force.
Yeah.
So his big deal is like the rates of using the canal are too high. And like, what is an appropriate rate?
I'm not sure if it's even that. There is a Chinese-owned company which has bought a fair amount of the canal itself is run by the Panamanian government by a department, but there's a bunch of support stuff for that, and Chinese companies have bought a lot of those companies that provide support for the canal, and you got to maintain the canal, so they own the equipment that maintains the canal. So I think at least as much of it is this idea that Chinese companies shouldn't own something that American ships often use to get from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic or vice versa.
Now,
truthfully, most of the American ships that go through the Panamanian Canal are filled with things from China or are going back to China, mostly empty, so that they can fill them up with more stuff for us to get.
Right.
But I think it's at least as much that. Now, that said, I'm sure he thinks they charge too much money because he thinks everyone except him charges too much money. So,
do we know if the rates have gone up recently? Like,
I'm told shipping traffic continues to go up, and they can't build more canals.
Well, they can't make it wider.
They can't really make it wider.
Okay.
And the ability to push more and more ships through is harder. Most of the locks are at the maximum size for the, there are ships that are too big to go through the Panama Canal, even today, and they slowly expand the size of the locks, but it's capital and it takes a long time. But supply and demand just says if you have more supply and if you have more demand and your supply doesn't go up much, the cost is going to go up.
Yeah.
And right now, if you're a shipping company, you're paying five or six figures to go through the Panama Canal for a large ship filled with containers. It saves you the fuel cost of going around South America.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is probably, I'm sure from their perspective, it's still worth it.
Still worth it, yeah.
If it was cheaper to go around the, you know, the
South America, they do it.
South American Cape or the Cape in Africa, they would do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure he would like those prices to be lower for American ships and higher for everyone else. I'm sure if the ship had Trump hats on it, he thinks it shouldn't have to pay anything.
If America got the Panama Canal, they'd still have to pay these Chinese companies for the services they do, right?
Sure.
Like, they wouldn't save any money by having the canal.
Well, once you have a bunch of troops on the ground, whether you have to pay the people or whether you point your rifle at them and they just have to do it, is, of course, an interesting question. I mean, the Panama Canal was built very early in the last century by a bunch of American corporations, which enslaved a bunch of poor Panamanians and poor Americans and military conscripts. And at the time, you know, we were like, hey, we're helping Panama.
Yeah.
And it turns out that we were kind of exploiting Panama. And eventually in the 70s, Carter negotiated a treaty to go back to kind of the original agreement. We returned the Panama Canal to Panama, I think the end of like 98, 99.
I thought it was 79. Oh, no.
The agreement was signed in 79, but it took like 25 years to work through everything and to set things up. But it's theirs now, so we would be stealing it.
Right. We'd be stealing Greenland, too. So, now, is the same issue with the Suez Canal?
I don't know if we're going to try and take that one over.
But, I mean, is it cheaper to go through the Suez Canal than the Panama Canal?
It is.
I mean, more volume they can do?
I think the Suez Canal has higher volume than the Panama Canal. Suez Canal is shorter.
Okay.
And you don't have to go up as high and back down. It's mostly flat.
Okay. There's no locks involved?
Oh, no, there's still plenty of locks.
Oh.
But
remember that time when a big ship got caught in the Suez Canal sideways?
Yeah.
And it blocked it for weeks?
Good times.
Good times, yeah.
Yeah.
What country runs the Suez Canal?
Egypt.
Egypt. Are we on good terms with Egypt?
Hard to say.
Hard to say.
Kind of.
Besides this canal problem, are we on good terms with Panama?
Till recently, yeah.
Who was that guy we tried to overthrow in the late 80s?
Noriega?
Yeah. What country is he from?
Well, he's in jail.
Was he in Panama?
I think he was in Panama.
The best thing about Panama is that Van Halen song.
Go on. Hum it.
Well, I can't hum it, sorry.
Okay, well, then I don't know what song you're talking about, man.
You don't know the song from Van Halen? It's one of their biggest hits from the early days.
Down in an up in an elevator, or
that's Aerosmith.
Yeah, I'm not a music guy.
Panama.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Panama.
I've never heard of it.
And there's David Lee Roth like flying around on a, he's got like a cable on him. And he's flying around the theater.
That's insane.
And the crowd's going, yay, Panama.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways,
it's probably the first time most people heard of Panama.
Gulf of America. What does it take to change the name, Gulf of Mexico, to Gulf of America?
Sharpie.
Isn't there like a
international organization that coordinates names? Yes.
Yes. Who are they?
IOH, International Organization of something Oceans.
Okay. So we just can't change the name of like Atlantic Ocean to like.
Well, we
Trump
could.
Ocean.
We could say everyone here's got a call to the Atlantic Ocean. We could print textbooks that could say the Trump Ocean.
But the rest of the world.
But good luck getting the rest of the world.
Yeah.
To use the name Trump Ocean.
Okay.